Blackstone Audio presents The Second Sister by Marie Bostwick. This book is read by Angela Brazil. With thanks to my wonderful editors, Audrey LaFaire, whose experience, wisdom, and humor have been a gift to me for more than a decade, and Martin Biro, whose energy, enthusiasm, and attention to detail have inspired me with renewed zeal and made this a much better book. To Liza Dawson, who is, without question, the best literary agent on the face of the earth, and who makes the experience of writing a joyous adventure. Honestly, dear Liza, I don't know how I'd do this without you. To my sparkly assistant, Lisa Sundell Olson, who keeps me organized, on schedule, and smiling. To beta readers John Walsh and Molly Skinner for their keen editing eyes. To Anne Dranginis for advice and counsel regarding legal matters in the story. And, of course and always, to the readers. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. Chapter 1, November 1st, 2016. Wherever I am, in California, Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, or Texas, as well as those rare occasions when I actually sleep at my spartanly furnished apartment in Denver, the last thing I do before turning out the light is make sure my cell phone is fully charged and within easy reach on the nightstand. So when the phone rang at 1:48 a.m., I already knew who was calling and why. "Can't sleep again?" "I woke up," my sister replied. "Freckles jumped off the bed and I had to get up and feed her." I shouldn't sigh when she says things like that, but it's hard not to. "Alice, why don't you close the door to your room at night? I sent you that nice cat bed. Why can't the cat sleep out in the living room?" "But how would I know when Freckles is hungry?" "Lucy, I was thinking, why don't you come home for Christmas this year?" Alice's voice brightened as though this
Sample complete. Ready to continue?